Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 29th of March. It's the end of March already.
Can't believe it.
Seriously, where? What happened?
I just feel like since I hit 21, because obviously I'm only like 21 and a bit.
Yeah.
But I just like the way you all are. But I just feel like since then, life is just zooming by. And nobody warned me.
What, how fast it was going?
Yeah.
But when you were a kid, you can't wait to grow
can't
up.
Can't wait.
Exactly.
Seriously, it was like...
You're probably going reverse now.
Exactly. It was like 2 days left of my birthday month. And it's like...
Yeah, you've got to stop
like
now.
I really haven't celebrated enough this year.
Really?
I haven't really. I had one weekend this year.
A whole weekend. It was a good weekend.
It was a good weekend. Made up for it. As you can hear, I am joined in the studio today by my gorgeous co-host, Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Orchard Employment Law.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our guest is Aaron Priest, who is the co-founder of Solo Press.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome, Aaron. I've been speaking to Aaron before we went on air, and I just cannot wait to get him on and telling all his stories. So you're in for a good treat today. We do want to hear from you, the listeners, as always. Give us a tweet for a shout out. Let us know how your week's been. Are you enjoying the sun? I'm enjoying the sun. Summer is on its
spring.
Way.
Spring
is here.
Enjoy spring first. Spring. New beginnings.
Yeah.
Summer on his way.
No, okay. We just spoke about life speeding by.
You know, it's not long till Christmas.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Give us a tweet at Bunker Extra with an X, B Extra, B Bunker on the hashtags. Give us a call in the studio. Come on, if you've got an event, really great event coming up that you want us to give a shout out about, give us a call in the studio on 01233 220035, 01233 220035. Give us a call. And as always, if you are interested in coming on the show as a guest, or if you've got events you want us to give a shout out about, then give me an email at bunkextra@gmail.com. Now, on last week's show, joined in the studio by our security expert, Richard Bell. So we had another good scaring the hell out of us show, reminding us to be careful. This is really, really bad. I tell you, my brain is so full of work at the moment, I keep forgetting things. My mum phoned me yesterday because her email had been hacked. And she's like, I've been hacked, what do I do? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I couldn't remember.
Oh, bless.
The first thing, obviously, I should have told her to do was change her password. Yeah. And guess what I forgot to tell her to do? Richard's going to shoot me. We have a security special every month, Aaron, and he obviously keeps up to date on what, you know, how to keep your safe and your business, how to keep your company and your business safe. And a lot of it is obviously about passwords and security and all that type of thing. And I completely forgot to tell my mum, yeah, change your password. That's the first thing. I'm like, oh, I can't think what to do. Let me phone Richard.
Let me phone a friend.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's the trouble when your brain is so full of doing one thing, you forget other things. Right. But it was a great show. We had our guest last week was Patience, who is a transformational coach, business trainer, and inspirational speaker. It was great hearing her story. If you want to hear that or any of the previous shows, don't forget you can go to bizradio.co.uk, click on the extra tab, and not only can you listen to it there, you can download us as podcasts. Really, I know they've sort of been about for a while, but they're so popular these days.
Yeah, my wife really likes podcasts.
Brilliant. You can download the podcast and you can take it, you know, in the car when you're driving, all that type of thing. It's fabulous. So download us.
Take us everywhere.
You know you love our voices, really. We've got a few tweets already out there. We have one from the Romney Resource Centre. Are you looking for a place to host a board meeting, staff training on networking event? Then the Romney Resource Centre is a great place to go, with a conference room able to seat up to 40 people. Perfect for seminars, trainings and more. If you want to find out more, if you go to romney-resource.co.uk/RMBC. We love the extensions.
Yeah, I like that. Well done. That's Chris Pollard, isn't it?
It is Chris.
He's the new CEO of it. But that's true. I've been to Romney Resource Centre helping out some of the students and hadn't thought of it as a venue for event space. But good call there, Chris. Brilliant.
It's good. Everyone always looking for something new and some different facilities for their events. Funnily enough, I know that. So it's good. And we've had a shout out request from the lovely Tracy Ferguson, who I love Tracy because she's always busy on a Friday, so she doesn't listen to the show live, but she always listens to it in the evening. And then she tweets her comments during the evening.
Oh, wow.
So the Twitter goes live that Tracy's listening to the show, which is great. So thank you, Tracy, always for your support.
Morning, Tracy.
And she said they've got a kids express yourself workshop working with Freya from Wellbeing People, and they're doing it on the 15th and 16th of April at in the Vines Parkwood area of Maidstone. If you go to Eventbrite, what is the Eventbrite link? Is
well, I think if you go to Tracy's Twitter handle, which is Tazi, T-A-Z-I-64, then you'll be able to find the event on her profile.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, that's really good. Tracy is working with the youngsters and helping them express themselves and find their confidence and everything.
That's really good.
Should we say happy birthday to Tabitha, the marketing assistant?
Absolutely. And today.
4 years.
Four years today, she's been in business, still going.
Well done, Tabitha. I had a lovely coffee with her at the beginning of the week, so things I've been doing. We met at Ashford International and got to know a little bit more about her business and about her one-to-one, and it was really lovely. It was a great time with her there. So happy birthday, Tabitha.
Yeah, happy business birthday. That's fantastic. We've had a shout out from cars from Kent. Could we have a bunker shout out, please? Buy and sell your cars locally on carsfromkent.com. You certainly can. Keep those tweets coming in. There was one from the Business Diaries. Lisa, come on, the Business Diaries. What's going on? We haven't had any dates from you yet. The first one is in April, is it not?
Is it?
Yeah, it is actually.
Yeah, in Tunbridge Wells.
In Tunbridge Wells.
Yeah.
And that's coming up soon. Why haven't you sent us the details? Hang on, here we go. Business Diaries. So if you never, you'll love this actually, Aaron. You should go to one of these, the Business Diaries. So this was started up a couple of years ago now. And it's a networking, but not networking type of thing. But it's where people go to tell stories. Okay. And each session they have a theme to the story. So the first ever one, I was very privileged to be the first ever speaker at the first ever one. And Gemma, you was in the same evening of us, wasn't it? So we did the first ever one. And our theme was working away. So they're not necessarily business stories as into, you know, how you started your business and all that type of thing. They're sort of different stories that relate to how you are, where you are at the moment in your business or how you got to what you're doing. And you just get hit stories. So there's funny stories, there's sad stories. You know, we've had stories from people who've lost loved ones and how that shaped them and, you know, set their mindset. Oh, wow. And
it's
funny
quite
ones.
Powerful.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's just, it's and the beauty behind it is people are just telling their stories, but then you can relate to them. And that's what I think is always nice with business is relating to the person behind the business.
Definitely.
So the Business Diaries. So the first one this year is coming up on the 4th of April at Tunbridge Wells. And then the 11th of July is Medway. So she's splitting it with Isla O'Hara this year. Two in Tunbridge, two in Medway. But to find out more, if you actually follow at the BizBIZ Diaries on the Twitter, and you can find out more about that because they're great. Excuse me. They're great fun to go to. So there's always a nice atmosphere, a bit of networking. So you can class it as business because, you know.
How often are they?
So
they're once a quarter.
Once a quarter, once a quarter now, yeah. But and she's always looking for speakers, so I'm going to give her your details.
Yeah. Thanks.
That would be perfect. But yeah, thank you for the shout out, Lisa. Is she not still like sunning
she's
it?
She's in the Canaries. And I keep scrolling past her feed.
Well, jealous.
So this is probably Isla. Sorry, Isla. This is probably you posted this. So we'll
no,
give
I think
you
it probably is Lisa because we had one from Telcare as well. Oh, that okay. Said, have a great show. We love you, Lisa.
You're on holiday.
But enjoy. We're not jealous.
See,
at
this
all.
Is funny.
Not
this is a conversation that. Aaron and I were having off air. We were talking about, obviously, when you in the business, when you've got a business, you never switch off. So when you're lying on a beach in the Canary Islands, you're still tweeting and posting and emailing and stuff, which is fine. But keep those tweets coming in. We always love to hear what you guys have been up to and how your week's been. So Gemma, how have you been? What have you been up to? You've been a little bit of a busy bee.
Goodness.
You're always busy.
Well, business is busy. In terms of events, I went to the Grow Conference last week, Friday, which is a best business event, and it was in Brands Hatch. So I thought I'd go along there because it's not an area that we normally go to. Mm. Really good. They had some speakers. You might know them. Simon Teague.
Yep.
Janice Gordon.
Yep.
You might know a Paul Andrews. He was comparing.
He was, yes.
they had Gareth Cairns. So it was really, really good. Really enjoyed that. I'm going to say much better than the ones they've had before. So, you know, just improvement upon improvement.
Yeah, and you knew, I think their lineup of speakers helped because there was a lot of people that people are aware of, so they knew that they were going to get good content.
And it was really focused on growth. So most of the business in the room had been going for over 10 years, lots of them 20 years, some of them even more than that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, really, 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 really good. There was one business that was like, we've been going for over 100 years, and I looked at them and I thought, that's not possible.
You personally haven't been doing the business for over 100 years.
But the family, it's a family-run business. So I did that on Friday. Yesterday, I had the pleasure of being invited to the FSB's head office in Westminster. And we were talking Westminster. all southern now. We were talking with a group of BAME women. So that's Black, Asian and minority ethnic women, about particular challenges they face in business and how the FSB can represent them better, since they are part of their clientele, and how we can support each other. And it was fantastic. There was a lady there from Bournemouth. There were ladies there, like Eastern European ladies from some villages that of places I've never heard of, and just really lots of influential women. So watch this space. I am going to be speaking to more, call it BAME, women in business locally, to see what they think we should be doing. But also, we need some supporters. So don't feel like you're not BAME and therefore we don't want to hear from you. If you're not BAME, if you're a man, you're still welcome to join the conversations. Like, you know, it's about diversity. It's inclusion, not exclusion. So, yeah, that was really, really interesting. And then this morning, like, I'm already halfway through my day already. So I went to a breakfast networking meeting this morning. So I've done like half a day already.
I'm still very impressed that you're still...
I'm still doing breakfast.
Doing breakfast. Yeah. I thought you'd, you know, you'd do one and then you'll be like, no. Yeah.
They did ask me, oh, could you do a little bit on video? I was like, I need to eat first. I do get hangry.
Yeah.
So, you know, before you film me, please just let me become human. So, yeah, we've been really, 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 really busy in the office as well. Had a few tribunal cases, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, that's what we've been up to. What about you, Amanda? What have you been up to?
I would like to say not a lot.
That's a lie.
But that is not true. I haven't been out and about much, really. I've been office bound because I'm working on a very big event that's coming up in just 6 weeks' time. The Venues and Events Expo Southeast is the second annual one. And we have over 65 exhibitors already booked on. So we'll have 80 altogether once everybody gets their bums into gear and books their stands. We've got five amazing speakers this year. Covering different subjects which are very prominent in the events industry. So sustainability in events, health and wellbeing, social media, digital marketing, event tech and speakers. We've got our fabulous Team Building with Bite coming back and doing a workshop. You'll love this, Aaron. They do team building and they work with wildlife reserves. So they work with Portlaoise and Howlett's, Edinburgh Zoo, London Zoo, amazing, all that type of thing. And they make, so when they get the team building people together, they make puzzle feeders or toys or platforms for the animals, predominantly primates, but they do work with animals as well. And then once the team have made them, they then go and give them to the animals and see them interacting. So last year at the exhibition, they made these big dice out of old fire tubes, fire hoses. And then after the team building, so they've obviously broken it down into an hour networking session, but while making these things. And once they were made in the morning session, the team went to Portlaoise, threw them into the grillers, and we live fed that video.
I was
video.
Wondering if you were going to say the grillers. Yeah. The grillers, the pen's fantastic. Yeah. Really, really good.
So the grillers had these toys and they had food in them and everything. So it's brilliant. So team building with Bite are fantastic for corporate team building events.
Okay.
Because what they're doing is they're enriching the animals' lives. They're helping the wildlife reserves that don't necessarily have the money or funds to do extra things like that for the animals. And obviously great team building, and you get to use power tools and drills and saws and all that type of thing.
Wow.
So yeah, it's very interactive. So we've got them. We've got obviously, of course, Canapés and Bubbles with the lovely Chives caterers. We've got... what's the other one we've got? Oh, Cocktail Masterclass, of course.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get to do that last time.
Did you not? Well, make sure you book it
this time.
Yeah, I will. So we've got lots going on. So that's what I'm mainly working at the moment. Plus, then we've got Tech Expo coming up at the end of the year. So, you know,
busy.
Yes, we will give more information about Tech Expo in a little while because... and my brain is literally just on one event at the moment. It's like, it's been good. So I haven't been out about as much, but it's just working, which is great, which is fun. And this is so, yeah, it's, I'm just getting spring in my head and summer in my head and just, yeah, it's great.
It is.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Talking of events, though, we've got a couple more. Let's give a shout out about the events that are coming up in the next couple of weeks.
So since we're in April, almost already, We've got Wednesday the 3rd of April. This is 5:30 till 8 p.m. at the Fruit Rooms. Never been there. In Westmorling. It's a new venture called Bright Business Minds, and they're sharing insight to inspire growth. The group is run by the lovely Anwen Cooper of Get Fruitful Marketing and the wonderful Dan Corp of Corp Consulting. So they both share a passion for business growth. This month, their first event is Winning the War for Talent, so creating an inspiring employer brand evening. If you'd like to find out more about that event, then go to brightmindsinbusiness.co.uk.
Sounds fantastic.
Wednesday the 3rd of April.
We like all these groups that are set up to help businesses.
Oh, definitely.
Did you have, was these around in your day?
Absolutely not.
No, in your day. Not that Aaron's really old. Very old.
I'm not old, no.
But you started your business, what, 19 years ago now?
Year 2000.
2000, yeah. So that's 19 years ago. So when you started.
If there was any clubs, you didn't have any time to go anyway.
Exactly. Exactly. Time to network or business support. So obviously there is nowadays, there's so much support out there. I know particularly in Kent has got a great small business community that help each other, but sort of across the UK now there's a lot more support and help, which possibly will make life a little bit easier for people,
because it's good to network,
people to ask, you know, and people you can sort of get feedback on, you know, how do you do this and how do you do that, and you know, to know that other people are suffering as much as you are.
It's good to share stories and learn from it as well. So, yeah, definitely.
So I think, as you say, when back in your day.
Thanks.
look at the photos later. Aaron's not that old. But yeah, back in your day, would it have helped you to have a little bit more
support? The internet was really early stages. People had websites, but no one really knew what they needed the website for. It was just a presence.
Yeah. So, what about meeting people though? Did you find like there were a group of people that you could draw on, that you could go to if you had a challenge or
past experiences? So ex-bosses, people that you could, that had already had those experiences, you could call upon, but there was no groups. They were just, you know, you'd maybe ring someone, have some conversations.
Pick up the telephone. What are you talking about?
Absolutely. Yeah.
What's that?
And wait for the fax machine.
And the faxes.
You got any events there?
I want to give you a shout out about now. April is literally just next week. So then put this date in your diary for the end of May, the 31st of May. It is time for ZC Live again. And because we got so excited at the beginning of the show, I did forget to mention that ZC Social Media are the show sponsors for this month. Thank you very much to Zoe and Gareth Cairns from ZC Social Media. And they are putting on the next ZC Live. So the 31st of May, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Strood Academy. And you are going to learn how to accelerate your digital and social media marketing in your business and create more leads by mastering key strategies over a whole day with international speakers, business owner and TV commentator Zoe Cairns, and some other amazing speakers from Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn and the Kent digital industry. They're going to help you. This is the fifth year.
I don't know.
Fifth year, I think Zoe's run this.
Getting bigger and bigger every year.
Free to attend. This is what we love. It's free to attend. You're going to get so much information from this event. You cannot afford to miss it. Go along. If you go to social media, zcsocialmedia.co.uk, click on the events and you'll find all the details on there, or just Google ZC Live and book on. Get booking. I think last year they had about 400 or 500 people. So it's really good. Lots of networking, but so much information that you can learn. It changes. Digital is changing all the time. Yeah, and definitely. It's really hard to keep up with, you know, what platform should I be using now? What should I be doing now? What's this? So it's always good to sort of touch base. So that's the 31st of May at the Strood Academy.
Yeah, they've got a speaker there. You might know her.
Oh, it wouldn't be you by any chance, would it?
Just get that plug in, yeah.
Yeah.
You surprise me. So I mentioned before the Venues and Events Expo. So if you do book anything from meetings, events, little conferences, seminars, whatever, if you want to come and meet the best venues and suppliers from the southeast of the UK, it's on the 9th of May at the Kent Event Centre from 9 to 5. We've got lots of great speakers, loads of workshops, cocktail masterclasses, you know. Bubbles and canapes. Aaron's going to think I'm a bit of an alcoholic because I moaned about not having Prosecco earlier. Yeah, yeah. I almost brought some in today. Good job I didn't. If you go to venueseventsexpo.co.uk and you can find out more. And again, free to attend, so it's a good day out. And plus, you get to learn and meet loads of people.
I've got the event Waffle Over Waffle.
Oh, yes,
we like
that
to
one.
Waffle Over Waffles. This one is going to be on Thursday, the 18th of April, 4 p.m. It'll be a good way to kind of finish your week because the next day is Good Friday, so a lot of businesses won't be open. It says 4 p.m. till 5:30, but there's really no official end time.
What, does it never end?
Dangerous.
And this is just waffles.
Just waffles.
Waffles.
It's a free event. You can book it on Eventbrite if you type in waffle at Dragon Co-working. And we're going to be providing, I say we because I'm actually sponsoring the event. So,
yes.
So I can say
we. You can
we.
Say we. Yeah. We are
going
collective.
To be providing freshly made warm waffles, tea, coffee. And it's just like a no fuss, no formalities. Come and meet people, have a chat and eat cake. Because waffles basically a cake. Also, the waffles are round, so you can have more of them because technically they have no corners. So,
is that what the excuse that you use? No.
Never.
You know, you can use that excuse. See, us women come up with all the excuses there. And it's
calorie, like, you know, basically calorie,
okay. Calorie free.
That's the next one, calorie free waffles.
I mentioned this before and I will give you the details now because I do want you to put it in your diaries. It is in September, but we know the year goes fast. So put it in your diaries. It is the first ever event of its kind in the southeast of England, a full-day exhibition for business owners wanting to connect with suppliers who can help them run, build and grow their business with the power of technology. It is the Tech Expo UK and it's the Kent Event Centre on the 26th of September from 9 till 5. Now, I'm really excited about this event. I've put it together. I'm working with the young Ben Abbott, who owns Maximum Media, and we have got an amazing lineup of speakers for you. So we have our keynote speaker is Brian Sutton from Microsoft, and they're going to be talking about how Microsoft is developing to help businesses. We have our very own Richard Bell, CTO of Ten Intelligence, covering security and cybersecurity and how to deal with the media. With regards to media, social media, etc. We have Will Charlesworth, who is a digital law lawyer. Now, I didn't know these people existed, but basically intellectual law and
IP. It's a very clever area of law, that is.
Yeah, and he's going to be covering, you know, how to keep your even things to like software. They specialize in software and keep, you know, if you've got software, covering it legally and all those type of things, which is great. We have a Bill Burton from Dale Carnegie. Now, Dale Carnegie, some people might recognize it from How to Win Friends and Influence People. They are a training company, but Dale Carnegie was set it up over 100 years ago. And Bill Burton is actually going to be talking about how to be human in a digital world, which is a great twist on it because, yeah, these days everything's digital, but you've got to remember to keep that human element. So that's great. Plus, we've got some great workshops. We have got the fabulous McManuses, Amy McManus, Google partner of AM Marketing. They're going to be keeping your business ahead in the digital marketing game. We've got CEO of 6-2 Tech, Aaron Taylor. See, this is like Aaron. Stop the sales pitch and start the conversation, talking about websites. We have CEO of Prisma Broadcast, Mike Hacker, aka Hacks. How the proper use of video can propel your business forward. International speaker and trainer Zoe Cairns of Social Media is doing having an adaptable content strategy. And LinkedIn's Claire Derbyshire is going to be using LinkedIn for Business. There's so much. Much there. We've got so much content for you. So put that in. Registration will open next week. Tech Expo, T-E-C-H, expouk.com. Be there or be square. So much going on. Get these events in your diaries. Now, we're going to go for a quick musical break because I can't wait to get back and speak with Aaron, not Aaron. So it's going to come out wrong in a minute. I picked this tune particularly because somebody posted a video the other day from the film Love Actually. And it reminded me how much I love this song. And see if you can, I bet as soon as I start playing it, you can all picture the scene.
I know the one.
You know exactly. Ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
You know exactly what I mean. Everybody's got this picture in their head now. Thank you, Hugh.
jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
Do you use social media for your business? Do you understand all things digital? No? Then come to ZC Live. Business owner and TV commentator Zoe Cairns will host a day full of great content for local businesses. Free workshops, inspiring speakers, networking opportunities, top marketing tips, the latest trends. And it's all free. Make your digital marketing more effective with ZC Live. Friday, May the 31st at Strood Academy. Book your free place now at zclive.co.uk.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
And welcome back. You are listening to the Business Bunker Extra radio show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 29th of March, nearly the end of my birthday month. I suppose I can make the most of it this weekend.
It's Easter next month.
And it's Mother's Day as well, so double whammy.
Yeah.
I am joined in the studio by my fabulous co-host, Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Orchard Employment Law.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our guest is the wonderful Aaron Priest, co-founder of Solo Press.
Good morning.
Good morning. So just a quick one more shout out before we get to speaking to Aaron. Aaron. See, I knew I'd do
come
it,
on,
Aaron.
Come on, let's get it
properly. It's from Little Pep, Little Pep Juice on the Twitter. And said, hello, please give us a shout out for new networking evening at Toast in Herne Bay. It's on Wednesday, the 3rd of April from 6 to 8pm. It's £8 in advance or £10 on the door. Includes buffet and a free drink. Food and
bargain,
drink
isn't it?
Will be there. So if you want to find out more, if you follow Little Pep Juice on the Twitter, and then you can it's on Facebook events as well, so if you look out for that, networking Toast in Herne Bay. Fabulous. There is your shout out. Now, Aaron, we had a good chat before we came on air, so you've got so much to share with us, so let's just start from the beginning. Let me start from the end first. Solo Press, who is Solo Press?
Solo Press is a 24-hour e-commerce printing business.
Okay, so there we go. That's the basics.
They didn't. You see my big banner? They got it from Solo Press.
Oh, good girl.
There we go.
Yeah.
Was that Aaron?
Came next day delivery.
Fantastic.
Really?
It did. Yeah.
Oh, you're good.
Our USP is 24-hour delivery.
I didn't actually even charge. They didn't even charge me extra for that, did they? Are they supposed to? They didn't.
No,
are they supposed to? don't ask him. I'm going to be like, right, <I'm written now. laughs> we need to charge her. So now we know who's. Some people, surprisingly, haven't heard of Solo Press, I guess. And a lot of people, obviously, Vistaprint is the sort of, sorry to swear in front of you.
Swallowed.
But they're sort of one of the names
a lot
people
of my friends
know.
Say that.
But it's a name that people know.
Absolutely.
Whereas obviously Solo Press is a big business, a hugely successful business. What got you into it? Let's start from the back, from the beginning.
Cool. Wow. So in 19...
We've only got 5 minutes, by the way.
In 1988, I got an apprenticeship with a company called Delprint, 5-year apprenticeship and on a machine minding course. And from there onwards, my story just unraveled.
So, I mean, that's the thing. We have a mixture of stories from business owners that come on the show. Some of them fall into a completely different industry or career than they started with. Whereas you started from the beginning. You started in the press industry.
Yeah, my family. My dad's a printer. My granddad's still alive. He's 98. He's was a printer for Waterlows. His apprenticeship. So one of the really, really old company.
Yeah.
So the natural progression was to go into print and, just started off, like say, 16 years old, looked down the yellow pages. There was no internet. Okay, I'm not that old, but there was
Do you remember the yellow pages? Yellow what?
I used to stand
when it was double
anything.
The size that it is now.
I just used to use it to stand on.
But, yeah, exactly.
But you went down the yellow pages, got to D, found a company called Delprint. They was willing to interview me and take me on, and I did a 5-year apprenticeship earning the massive £50 a week.
My goodness. All right. Wow.
And I was already on £90 a week being a greengrocer. Went home, spoke to my parents, said, oh, you know, should I stay as a greengrocer? They were like, what? Are you a fool? And so
there's more money.
Exactly. So here we are. I'm not serving oranges. I'm in the printing industry. So I'm glad I listened to their advice.
It wasn't something that you enjoyed doing to begin with, though?
Absolutely not. It was very difficult. I remember going home, being a machine minder. It was so difficult with the chemistry of the machinery and the ink and water. It was really, really difficult. But as time goes on, like any industry that you're in, you learn, you become better at it. And in about, say, 2-3 years on, I sort of was mastering my trade.
Mm.
And I was growing and growing in experience. And then 5 years was up. I moved from there to a different company for more money, which...
£55 a week.
Yeah, exactly.
Pay
rise.
60. So I moved to different companies, and then I became a manager of that company. And then, weirdly enough, I was working at night, and I saw my two bosses staring at me while I was working on a machine very late at night. And they then told me that the company I wanted to leave was merging with the company I wanted to go with.
You were working for this one company, which is fine, but you decided you want to move companies.
Absolutely.
And the company that you wanted to move to, and then you just found out that they were going to merge.
But is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because actually, if you want to leave...
this company I wanted to go to, I was like, great, you know, great opportunity. And then lo and behold, the company that I was working for merged with them. And that's when I then... realized that I needed to start up on my own, and it became very difficult. Any merger, any people out there listening that own businesses have done mergers, some people are successful in mergers, and some people, they're really difficult to merge. Those integration of people and staff, you've always got a little bit of backbiting, so it's very difficult. So that's a real challenge for people out there.
Starting on your own, tell me about that. So when you started...
Quickly before you go into that, we have had just a little message from Paul who's listening, and he says, £50 a week, you're very lucky. When he first started in the paper mill, it was £8 a week. Paul, but I'm not going to say this on there, but you are a little bit older.
Exactly. I'm not saying you're old, Paul.
Yeah, but you are.
So literally the company I was working for found that I was a freck because I wanted to start up on my own. So
you told them that, did you?
No, they found out. The printing industry is quite incestuous, so they found out that I was going to start up on my own. They then marched me off of the premises, and I went home, and my girlfriend said, I'm pregnant. And I was really? Like, oh.
I've
lost my job. So that you could ever need
incentive
to start up a company. Your back's against the wall.
But was it? Because some people would have gone, oh, okay. Well, I need to make sure I've got an income here, so I'm just going to get another job.
If I put something in your head, you're there, you're geared, you're geared to go for it. But I hadn't got the factory. The factory was sort of imminent. I hadn't signed the details. I was sort of buying a machine with someone else. In the end, I said to that guy, I'm going to do it alone. I went and got the machine, got the loan from the bank, went and got the factory, which I leased, and then just went for it. And I always remember starting up the very first day. And the business partner that I had the successful 20 years with knocked on my door the very first day, looked around and went, what on earth are you building here? And I said, I'm starting a printing company. He said, have you got any customers? I said, no.
We like that.
Customers, what are they?
None at all. And he went, are you mental? So, yeah, from that day onwards, it was just head down. And the hours were immense. And something that I wanted to say personally, that I think when you start in your business, the support network that you have around you from your wife, she was my girlfriend. We didn't get married at the place.
Maybe you should mention this.
We didn't get married for 12 years because I was so busy. When we did get married, they produced this Guinness Book of Records certificate to say it's the longest engagement.
Exactly. can we name your wife?
Absolutely. Lee Priest.
Lee, well you done. Deserve a medal.
She's probably saying absolutely.
Too right.
But the support network you have got, that she allowed me to then go off and run this business, and I'll look after our newborn. So 2 years later on, I sort of started coming back home.
but that's one of the things, isn't it? I mean, obviously every business, every industry, the hours. Everyone puts in a lot of hours, and we was laughing about this off air, but basically, you know, a lot of people when they start their own businesses, you know what, I'm going to do, I want to do my own. I can work the hours I want to work, you know, I'll do, I can do holidays, yeah, and all that type of thing. You can just, and you end up, yeah, it's 24/7. Your business is your life, so you don't switch off.
Absolutely.
And obviously something like the print industry, where it's a physical project, a product that you're producing, you can't sit at home on the computer
no staff as well.
Exactly. So you were doing everything yourself.
Absolutely. So have no staff. So you're getting the job in, you're quoting it. Most of the time I was quoting it while I was leaning inside a machine with a phone stuck to my shoulder, quickly dropped down the price, told them over the phone, then got the film, then made the plates, put the plates in the machine, printed it, cut it, and then we delivered it. And it was trying to do all them processes as one person. But my business partner, it was lucky that when I met him, he was waiting for an insurance claim. So he came and gave me a massive hand. I will give him a big shout out. That's Andy Smith, my ex-business partner, because he's no longer Solar Press. So it's the pair of us were a phenomenal team together. So,
So what about when you... Okay, so we've talked about the stages and the startup. And then you said you didn't have any staff to begin with.
I just wanted to mention one thing, because when you start a business up, you do get people that want to try and put you down as well. Mm. So the company that I left rang round every single paper company and said, please do not give this guy a paper account. So I couldn't buy paper from anybody. So I had to buy it by cash. And then in 6 months' time... people wanted to trade with me. Mm. But at the start, can you imagine?
Had everything against
you. Yeah, everything. Everyone was just throwing, because I don't know how one person is a threat against a £2 million company.
Mm. Well, we know how, because it happened.
Yeah, exactly. Look where you are now.
That company's no longer there. Yeah. And some of their staff are still with us, so it's quite nice.
Exactly. But that's the thing as well, isn't it? It's you were a threat, but with everything against you, how did you keep going?
I think those things and the people that were against you made you more determined. It was like, I will succeed. And it was just throwing time at it. The more I worked, the more I could keep going. Mm. I had no off button. It'd be like you start at 4 in the morning and you finished at 3 in the morning. Mm. Slept on the floor. You go home, you're driving down the 127 at 5 o'clock in the morning, only to know you're going to turn back round and come back at 6:15.
Yeah.
You know, and it was fun. I know it sounds like brutal,
but it was fun.
You're growing something.
Sounds delightful.
They were really, really good days when I can look on it. But back then you didn't have any inclination of where it was going. All you knew that it was head down and try and produce something from nothing.
So that's interesting. A lot of books, my sister's about to start a new business, so she's been doing lots of reading, and she's saying to me, Gemma, all these books are saying you've got to have a vision, you've got to know what you want at the end of it and what that's going to look like. And she's like, but the reality is I can't even picture it because I'm nowhere near that. And as you said, you didn't have a clue where it was going to end.
No, absolutely. I think, it wasn't about money. It was about...
I think that's the other thing as well, isn't
it? Wasn't about money. The biggest picture was we saw a gap in the market, we thought... Well, I've been in the industry and the story that I've got, I couldn't work for someone again. Mm. So I wasn't going to be beholden to the times they allowed me to work, the money that or the ceiling that they allowed me to work to, and the way that they treated me as well. Back in the early 90s or late 90s, bosses weren't as nice as they are now.
Yeah.
They were tyrants. They were people that, you know, employees should, you know, you don't wave to them, you don't say hello to them, you don't speak to them. You know, and I, hopefully that I've tried over my years to engage with my staff and say hello to them and find out a little bit more about them. And, you know, the big lesson.
If he hasn't,
there.
Could you tweet him?
Yes. Aaron a really, sure really that, a good boss?
At the end of the day, I've really put up, really made up all for myself there. At the end of the day, you know, when Solar Press moved into a bigger group like it is now, I think we was about 265 staff. I think we're about 300 staff now, Solar Press have. So obviously, as you get that more and more staff coming in, I've drifted off into the background. So there's a lot of staff there now that I can say hello to, but I don't really know that well.
You don't know who they are. Paul's always the same when he goes into Jobs in Kent office. He's like, who are you?
And doesn't know I think they say to me now, who are you?
Yeah, who are you? Exactly. Who are you?
That's how they say to me now. He said, who are you?
But and that's, I mean, obviously that, so over how many years? So you
19
started?
19 years. So 2000 we started. Years, yeah.
You went from you.
For me. And then I met my business partner.
We
joined forces in 2004 and we went online in 2005. In 2004, there was three of us. There was Greg Ralph as well. And the three of us made a really good team. And one was doing sales, I was production, and Andy was doing all to do with the planning of the company and making sure the jobs were coming through. So we worked really well as a three. Mm. And just as time went on, when we went online, things changed so rapidly.
Well, that's what I was going to say. So you basically started off as a standard
trade printing company. Yeah.
It was just about...
We were doing bits and pieces to do with like bits on... magazine stuff and just getting our name out there, but the name was getting bigger and bigger. Mm. But just as we were, but it would never sustain the test of time.
And was it always Solo Press?
No, I was called a company called ACP Print, and my business partner owned a company called Solo Press, and he was waiting for the insurance money to come through from an accident that happened at the premises. So he was waiting for that. When that came back, he was then running the film for my company. We just got on so well, and it was perfect.
Mm.
In 2005, going online, we went from 25 staff to 65 staff in that year.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the price per click was about 3p. Wow. A really different story nowadays.
So what was it that you did then? Do you think it was pay-per-click that really made that difference?
Yeah, we dominated. And obviously, we dominated the e-commerce space because there wasn't much competition. So when we went online, there's some people that are there now, but a lot of people have faded away or sold their businesses. But Solo Press had a good USP. We were 24-hour turnaround, which was our USP. So there was no hidden charges.
Yeah. I like that, the fact that there's no hidden charges. You're just clear, this is what it is. End of story.
Yeah, and Solo Press today, there is no hidden charges. A lot of these websites, I'm going to mention the one that you said, Amanda.
Should have done that as an Andrew?
There's always hidden charges.
There's always loads, yeah.
When you get to the end of the checkout, there might be like, if you want it now delivered it tomorrow, add this. Mm. But Solo Press has always been, it does what it says on the tin.
And is that from the beginning? Did you have that?
In 2005, we had some really nice, jokey websites that we really had a good presence, and they were good fun. They were good fun websites that you could buy online. They had matrix where you could see the prices, and that was revolutionary to the industry, which people still use today.
Mm.
And then my business partner was reviewing that to have the checkout time and that revolving time. That was another big gearing. That was moving them on up the years. That was about 2010, 2011, and all those sort of like indicators really helped to move the company, and it was quite difficult being one of the first online because we had to be innovators in an e-commerce space. Yeah.
You had to kind of make it up as you go along, didn't you, really?
Businesses, the best way to make a business is to copy someone because they're doing it and then just copy it, just make it better.
And make it better, yeah.
And make it better. But we didn't have that. We were learning on the job, and we were making dynamic changes all the time to our database in-house. Because we'd get all these new staff, and we'd got to train them.
Yeah.
Then we'd add live chat, and then we got to train live chat. Then we'd add these people doing this. Then we had 40 vans on the road. We were delivering next day. So we stopped doing that. But every morning, I'd have to get there and like at 4 in the morning and write down all the job numbers before
So still at that point, you were rolling
in. So in 2012, me and my business partner came off of the shop floor. And
not until so that was 12 years.
12 years, yeah. Which is probably in hindsight a little too late.
Mm.
But because the nature of the way we were doing things, and because we didn't have anybody to copy and didn't have that support network that we were talking about, the support network, what happened was we decided to come away, and that company then, Solo Press, then became more successful while we were away from the business looking in.
Yeah.
So you think you were probably the bottleneck in it, you guys being on the shop floor. I know that sounds harsh.
I think it's your fault. I think production-wise, it was slick because we was on the shop floor. Mm. So it was really slick, really fast. And we bled with the guys in the trenches, We were there. And we thought that was what was important. But when you actually can take yourself away from it and make a bigger difference by increasing revenue, increasing profit, and having that foresight to go, right, we're going to take that new factory facility on, and you actually pull yourself away, that's the best thing you can do as a business. So now when I do things, when we did the panel the other day and we're doing any speeches, that it's better to work on your business, not in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that is such a big key. And you can't do that to start with.
No.
But once you've, it's very difficult to get the indicator of when to step back and to look in it.
Yeah.
But when you do, you really will hopefully propel to the next level.
And that's the thing, isn't it? And it's knowing that point, that first staff member is always like the first, isn't it? The first person that you take on board to work with you.
I remember taking on I've got one member of staff that's still there, and another member of staff that worked nights, and I used to stay there while he was working nights. And in the end, he had to say to me, please go home.
I couldn't leave me alone.
I couldn't leave him, because I felt that I had to check all the work, and it was just it came in sort of like I was bothering him too much, so he said please go home, and that, just him doing that, was such a big relief. So that was probably about 2003 2004 that I got a night off, you know.
And I guess that's the thing, isn't it? Another thing that's really hard when you run a business is letting go.
Absolutely.
Letting go has got to be one of the hardest things, isn't it?
Because yeah, definitely.
Especially, as you say, you were innovating, you were basically making it up as you went along and trying everything and doing everything. So
it was such a buzz.
Yeah.
It was such a buzz. It was so much enthusiasm and so much passion to take this journey.
Mm.
But when you're working, you've not got this idea in your head, right, we're going to take it there. For us, we didn't have an exit strategy either. It was just like, we're going to get our heads down, we're going to go for it, and we're just going to keep modernizing Solo Press. And that's what we did. And there's people out there that quite generally say to us that when we were younger and the company was, like, say, in 2012, they were leapt on and was looking at us and copying us.
Mm.
And lots of people have said that you know, they've chased our website, chased this, chased that. And it's just great, which is really, it's quite flattering.
Did that annoy you at the time, though? That people were copying you?
I think with the e-commerce space, people connect to your IP and not the IP, but you know, when you go on Google, they're underneath you.
Yeah.
And so we've got like that relationship now. If anyone does do that, we can speak to them and say to them, look, really, we'll just follow you as well. And we have, because otherwise you're just wasting money on each other's keywords,
absolutely.
You know? So basically, yeah, then when we got to 2017, a European company, me and my business partner decided to join forces with this European company.
Did they approach you, or was it something you looked for or something that came up?
It was really weird. In 2015, we got approached, which completely derailed me and my business partner. We were quite happy.
Mm.
In 2015, we got derailed by a company that come to us and said, we'd like to buy you. And we went, what? Really?
Were you offended, or were you...
No.
Was it flattering?
Shocked. Absolutely shocked, because you're like, really? Our company's, you know, you want to buy our company. And we went to this gentleman's house. I can't mention his name, but a very wealthy man, and sat in his Mayfair apartment. And me and my business partner always said, as soon as he says the number, just look at each other and just go, okay. So it's really stone face.
Did you practice that rehearsing?
Yeah. Don't smile.
I always remember it. We came out and we were skipping down the road, going, oh, brilliant. But it turned out, like anything in life, it turned out to be just pipe dream, really. It turns into nothing. But that's when we realised, if he wants it, then
somebody else
will. So we went to the natural route of a corporate finance company, and they then put us up in this big sort of beauty pageant with other companies. We had about 10 different companies interested. This European company, Online Printers, really, really liked us, and we liked them. But unfortunately, while we was doing this first acquisition, they got bought out by a bigger entity at the top level. So we didn't hear that. We heard it from a magazine. So you can imagine, you can imagine how we all felt. It's like, what's going on? We heard it in a magazine. They got bought out this way. It's, oh, wow. So that's what happened. And then just out of the blue, we contacted the German company again. They were really interested. They were a little bit sort of embarrassed to say, oh, we didn't want to phone you. But we went there. We had some great synergies, really fantastic partners. And that's where we went. And we've been now 2.5 years in.
So did they buy you out, or did they just buy part of the company?
They bought us out.
Yeah.
And me and my business partner rolled a percentage back in.
Right.
So we're now part of the group, and we sit on the board. and they've done other acquisitions that other people have done the same thing.
Yeah.
So it's growing, and it's good. It's good for the space, and there's lots of challenges, and you can see that they've got Solar Press has now got a new managing director, which is Simon Cooper, and he's doing a sterling job.
Well done, Simon.
The management team, what I'd like to say, is Kevin Seedon, Jack Clifford and Adam Wilson-Bowen. They're doing a cracking job as well. And the staff at Solar Press as well. So, because obviously that's a big change as well.
Mm.
Two co-founders stepped down, and the guys have taken that on, and basically are making a success of what's a good foundation. So me and my business partner, I'm sure, looking from afar, and and making sure that I want to see that progress, that company. So.
Now, unfortunately, the time has gone.
Oh my God!
I know. Look at the time, and
I've got
so
more to
much.
Say.
I know
more to say. Amanda.
I have to come back.
There is so much more I want to ask you.
What about the hair?
I was just going to say we cannot leave off. So I have two quick questions because we've literally got just a couple of minutes left. So I did do a little bit of research on you this morning, and one article that I read, there was a mention of obviously in the early days when you were working literally 23 hours a day, you shaved your head so you didn't have to wash your hair.
That's absolutely true. It wasn't wash my hair, because that's quite simple. But it was to cut it. I didn't have the allowance unless I got a mobile hairdresser. I never thought of that. There you go.
Back in the day.
But I just shaved it to a grade one, and then I was golden for 6 months.
I love that. And where you are now, I mean, we were saying off air, you're down to, you work 2 days a week.
Yeah.
Well, technically you go in 2 days a week, but obviously you're still there. Are you ever going to completely walk away?
That's a decision that I've got to still work out. And
but it's not something that you've...
Not something in the forefront. I really enjoy being part of the group, being part of and being an ambassador.
Sorry,
as well.
Sorry, I've got the team are listening, so we should...
being a part and an ambassador for Solar
Absolutely.
Press. And I'm very proud of what we built.
Should be very proud of
and
what you've built.
I want to see it succeed with the people that are in place. And I think they will do. And I know they will do. And they've... Yeah, really looking forward to the future.
It's amazing. And that's the other thing I was going to say. You must be really proud of yourself when you look back. And it was hard, extremely hard for all those years. But you've achieved so much.
I'm extremely proud. But yeah, it's something that you don't sort of think about. It's on to new challenges. I often think now, where do I sit in the place of business now? And meeting new people, networking, and people that I've always been good at engaging with. And that's what I want to sort of bring back to the table for Solar Press. Get new clients and start really banging the drum of Solar Press.
Well, brilliant. Well, thank you so much. I'm literally really gutted that we've now completely fallen off the edge of the show. Thank you so much.
Not a problem at all. I really appreciate it.
Aaron Priest, co-founder of Solar Press. I'm sure if you just go on Twitter or on Google, Solar Press is there.
So we've just got a tweet. I need to read it. So it's Marketing Mustache Luke Besson says, shaving your hair to save time, I might have to follow in your footsteps.
Yeah, let's start the shave. Brave the shave.
Thank you so much. We're done. We've finished. We have to go. Don't miss next week's show. And I have got a new co-host joining the team, the young Ben Abbott. And our guests are Zoe and Gareth Cairns from ZC Social Media. Don't forget to listen to Paul's show on Tuesday, 1 till 3. Have a great weekend, everybody. Great Mother's Day to all those wonderful, gorgeous mothers out there. Bye for now.
Bye. Bye.
The Business Bunker Extra.
This is Channel 2.
Yeah. Channel 2.